Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. It is not so sunny. It is downright cold. Okay, we actually had to turn the heat on. The temperature just did a 98 degree turn. And the temperature dropped down, and because we are close to the mountains, it drops down even further. So it is really cold right now. Still, there is a chill definitely in the air. The weekend was mostly cool weather. So I guess fall has finally arrived here on the West Coast. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything you wanted to do while still being safe and taking the necessary precautions that you know you should take to keep you and yours safe. I see a lot of people are back wearing masks, so that tells me a lot. And you just need to take extra precautions, especially since the weather has cooled off. There will be more people coughing and sneezing, and you know, be mindful when you touch surfaces that you don't just put your hands up to your face after you do that. Make sure you are sanitizing and washing your hands on a daily base, all day if necessary. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I had the thought, and I think we should consider this as we are going into the holidays now. October seems to have come and it's really jumping out the window. So success is not easy, and staying grounded during uncertain times can become a very challenge to most people. But it is important that we do stay grounded, especially when times are uncertain, that you don't let things frizzle you like when the holidays come. Don't get all frazzled out, because this year the holidays may be a little bit different. People are under a lot of stress, and they are acting out some of the stress. So be mindful, pay attention to your surroundings at all times, you know. Don't be on autopilot when you're out. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's around you. Pay attention to what's moving around you so that you can, stay focused on what you're going to do. So I wanted to talk to you about how do you know when you're not grounded. I'm going to give you four stages that will let you know that you have become unraveled and you are ungrounded at that particular time. Now, you may have all the good intentions when you leave your house that you are grounded, centered, you've done everything, you've prayed, you meditated, you've said your affirmations, and boom, you may go to the gas station and all of a sudden you are totally ungrounded, okay? It is important that you recognize the stages that you are becoming ungrounded so that you can stop it in that instant. Stage number one is that you become a little anxious. Like I said, you may go to the gas station. Gas prices jumped up, and then they went down, and then they jumped back up. So that may make you a little anxious when you get there. Stage two, you start to get crabby over something really simple. It just irritates you. Stage three, you begin to cause a little drama. I know we have been in stores where we hear a little bit of drama going on with some of the customers, and you're letting everyone know that you are not feeling okay today. Okay? So you want to be mindful. And stage number four is you lose your cool altogether and you become unglued. You become unfocused, you become angry, you become weepy and miserable. The key is to pay attention to these minor shifts and get grounded before you totally unravel. Okay? So those are like the four things that you look for. And check in with yourself. Check in with yourself. If you're experiencing any of those stages, check in with yourself and take a moment, even if you have to walk away and find a bathroom or go back to your car and sit in your car, take a moment to just breathe. Just breathe it out. and settle yourself down and get refocused on why you're out in the first place, so that you can get whatever it is that you went out for, so that you can finish the task and go back to your safe surroundings, which is your home. So when you have paid attention, and say you do have to take a minute to reset yourself, so you take a deep breath, you take, you know, maybe 10 seconds or 20 seconds, you just breathe, you close your eyes and you just focus on your breath. You don't focus on anything else, you just focus on your breath, okay? And as you are walking back to wherever it is you're going, the store, your office, or whatever, take notice of nature that's around you. Look at the plants. Look at the butterflies if you see one. Look at all the beauty of the plants. Look at the colors. That is, especially now, it's fall, and the colors are beautiful. You know, you have a lot of oranges and reds and just beautiful fall colors. Take that in and take a breath. Take a breath to reground yourself. Okay? Refocusing your attention on physical activities around you puts you back into your body. It reconnects you with your inner being, your inner self, and it releases adrenaline and controlling blood flow through your veins and slows down your heart rate, because if you become unbalanced, unraveled, your heart rate increases, okay? It's the body takes it as terror. So your heart rate is going to increase. So if you notice any of that, you want to slow things back down again. So you just take a moment. You refocus your attention on physical activities. Look at the plants. Look at the greenery. Look at the sky. You know, if you're in an area that has snow, look at the snow. Look how beautiful it is. Okay? Look at all the things that are around you. Look at the seasons know when to come, and they know when to go. Okay? So if you find yourself in any of these stages where you are becoming unraveled on your transformation to your success, you want to take that second, trust and believe that few seconds that you're going to take to reset yourself is not going to change anything. You're still going to get to your final destination. Okay, you just shifted your energy from a moment. You shifted your energy from an overactive mental activity to a grounding physical activity. And that will often jumpstart you on your creativity as well. So as we are starting out on Artist Motivational Monday, I want us to remember that success is not easy. I don't know who said it was easy. It's never easy. It's an ongoing process. And what your main job is to stay grounded, doing it through the ups and downs and the turnarounds and the detours and all of that. You are to stay grounded. So have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.